Throughout history, the wonders of the universe have inspired poets, writers, and artists. But perhaps the arts have paid less attention to the science explaining what these celestial bodies are really about. Now, Australian playwright Alana Valentine has condensed the complicated world of astrophysics physics into a play. It's called Ear to the Edge of Time. It will have its world premiere at Sydney's Seymour Centre tonight.
So if you stir a container of superfluids, it doesn't all go around like a normal liquid does. Like, if you stir a cup of tea, it all goes round. If you stir a container of superfluids, what happens is you start all of these little vortices going around, all these little infinitesimal whirlpools all going around. So when you look at it, it doesn't even look like it's moving, but it is. And these vortices are quantized, so they can pin to the solid structure of the star. You're still following me, yes?
Absolutely.
Great.
That's actors Gabrielle Scawthorne and Tim Walter. Australian playwright Alana Valentine is in the Breakfast studio. Alana, welcome to Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
Astrophysics for the theatre. What made you think of that?
Well, I went out to Parkes and I lived with a whole lot of astrophysicists for about 2 weeks, and I thought, these people are fascinating. So I've actually made a play about them.
But even at that step, what did you apply for a grant to go to Parkes? What made you think that Parkes and this group of human beings would be good material for a play?
I got some money from the CSIRO. They are interested in, promoting what Australian radio astronomy punches so far above its weight, and we kind of never hear about it.
So does your playwriting. This play has won the Stage International Script Competition, which is a global competition for the best theatre production about science,
technology, yep.
That's quite significant.
200 plays, 19 countries.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
You didn't just go to Parkes. You then, presumably inspired by Parkes, travelled to Rome, London, Oxford. You've interviewed members of the radio astronomy community, some of them very, very famous members of that community. For instance, Professor Jocelyn Bell Burnell in Manchester. What did you get out of those meetings and conversations?
Well, one of the things that I was told by the astrophysicist, Fran, is that scientists who work in teams don't care about individual attribution. That scientists who work in teams, especially radio astronomy and, optical astronomy, they work in these huge international teams. And they say, we don't care that if we're the personal discoverer. You know, so Jocelyn Bell Burnell was denied the Nobel Prize because her supervisor got the Nobel Prize. So I kind of thought, like, as a playwright, that just doesn't sound right. That doesn't sound like human nature to me. How does being an individual in that affect it? So I went to talk to these people particularly about that.
And when you met, for instance, Jocelyn Bell Burnell so many years after she didn't get the Nobel, but her supervisor did, what was her position on that?
Exactly the same. She said, you know, I have got every prize available to a scientist. In fact, she's just won £3 million, a very big prize.
And which she's given back to research.
That's right. And she's
scholarships.
Scholarships for women and for other people who might not have the opportunity. So, you know, she's very aware of diversity in science, but she's still extremely, you know, fixed about the idea that research scientists shouldn't actually get it if they're PhD students.
I haven't seen your play. It premieres tonight, global premiere.
Thank you.
But it's, as I understand it, the story is along that theme of attribution and who should get it and who shouldn't, and do women get it or women not get it. So there's a gender theme in there too. But also a theme about truth-telling. Now, if you look at a poet or an artist.
A journalist.
It's a pursuit of some truths. If you look at science, it's all about the pursuit of truths. But in your play, these senses of what the importance of telling the truth clash, don't they? They come up against each other.
Well, as we know, we're in a world which not only has, you know, sort of different kinds of truth and different perspectives on truth, but like post-truth. So, you know, I think it's really interesting for scientists to understand that artists aren't dilettantes, that we're not sort of just, you know, value-added creative extras, that we actually have an incredibly serious purpose about telling a deep truth with what art does. And as they do, I've had to understand that scientists also take a lot of flack for sometimes the truths that they decide to tell.
So, Alana, how did you develop this script? You had all these meetings, you spent all this week, those weeks with the park scientists, presumably recording all these conversations. Are we getting verbatim snippets of conversation in your play? Is that the basis for your
I can tell you that a lot of the science, such as what you just heard about superfluids, a lot of that is verbatim.
That will be verbatim, right.
When it won the prize, Fran, there were Nobel Prize winning scientists on the judging committee. And so I thought physicists, some of them, and I thought, well, I must have got the science right. And that's definitely because I just transcribed it verbatim. So look, there is that, but there's also a fictional element. I think what I wanted to do was take it out of a particular instance of attribution problems. Like, you know, it's not just about Jocelyn Bell Burnell or other women. You know, we've heard about the DNA, the attribution of photograph 51, and there's lots of individuals. I wanted to kind of pull out and look at the culture of science and actually say, well, how is it different? And that's why I've gone to fiction. So to answer your question, yes, there is a lot of verbatim in there. It's heavily based on research, but there's also this fictional element which asks these philosophical questions about art and science.
And when we go along, will we learn a lot about astrophysics as well?
You'll learn a lot about human nature. I think you'll probably disagree with some of what's on the stage. I hope you will. I hope it'll divide audiences.
Alana Valentine, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Fran.
Alana Valentine, Australian playwright, winner of that incredibly prestigious award, the Stage Award. It's a global award. And her play, Ear to the Edge of Time, opens tonight at the Seymour Centre in Sydney and runs through to the 27th of October.